If you're selling online or in person, you're familiar with this challenge. You need people to find your products, which usually means paying for ads or hoping they stop by. Whatnot flips that. This is the live shopping platform that's exploding right now. On Whatnot, you go live and sell directly to real people in real time. I've seen Whatnot climb to the top of the App Store. I've seen the seller earnings, everything from small part-time projects to multi-million dollar businesses. Whatnot is the largest dedicated live shopping platform. They see what you've got, they can ask you questions, and then they buy. And what's fascinating is they keep coming back for more. Whatnot buyers are spending more than an hour a day in the app. And all that is great news for sellers. In fact, sellers on Whatnot sell 10 times more than on other major marketplaces. That's because you're not just listing products, you're building real connections with buyers. From collectibles to cookies, from resale treasures to vintage fashion, people just like you are building real audiences and real businesses on Whatnot. And for a limited time, Whatnot will match your first $150 sold in the first month. Visit whatnot.com/sell to start selling. That's WHATNOT, whatnot.com/sell, whatnot.com/sell. Could you make $5,000 this weekend selling other people's stuff? Estate sales happen all the time. There's a steady flow of buyers. There's a steady flow of sellers. In this episode, you're going to learn how to insert yourself between the two and help pull off a successful sale. My guest is a longtime listener. She's been doing consignment, eBay, estate sales, auction sales for the last 10, 20 years. From auctionmastery.com, Sue Antonoro. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Thanks for having me on, Nick. Nice to see you.
Likewise. I appreciate you tuning in and appreciate you reaching out with this unique side hustle around helping people clear out their stuff in this estate sale business. And my understanding is the last one that you did, two-part auction, brought in $17,000.
That is right. Yes, it was very exciting. It was a house full of stuff. And they had so many items that we had kind of a two-part auction. Everything got picked up in the same day, but the total auction grossed $17,000 because did so many things. It was amazing. It was very exciting.
Your typical split is half goes to the homeowner or to maybe the kids who are executing the estate sale?
Typically, roughly half goes to, in this case, it was the niece of the person had passed away, and the niece, I assume, was the executor, so it went to her. That's often how it goes. Sometimes it's a downsizing auction. So the people, actually yesterday we did one, and we called it the castle house because these people lived in a house that really looked like a castle.
Okay.
It had like a turret. It was just gorgeous, beautiful home. But they were moving, they were downsizing, you know, they're getting older and they were going to move out of state. And that auction, I'm sure, is going to go very, very well. But again, typically it's about 50%. And we do have a lower take for silver and gold items, which is like 35% to us.
Okay. Got it. But in any case, you came in, you took the pictures, you sold the stuff. We'll get into all of that. And to call it $8,000 for a couple weekends worth of work in this case.
Yep, that's right.
Now, estate sale services have been around forever. And I kind of have a picture of it in my mind from when my grandma and grandpa passed away or downsized out of their house. And it was like an in-person thing. Like people were walking through the house and saying, you know, I want that, or claiming it. I don't know, the piano or the dining room table or whatever it was.
That's right.
This is a little bit different, right?
Yes. And I wish I knew about this when my parents passed away, because it's so efficient process. So instead of the traditional estate sales, like you said, where people are coming in, you're not having a bunch of strangers come into your house and just willy-nilly looking at things. Maybe some things might go missing. Who knows? The difference in this process is I would come in and usually in a day, take pictures of everything. We go home and catalog it. It could go online in maybe 2 days. The auction runs for a week. At the end of the week, only the winning bidders would show up to get their items. And usually there's a one-day pickup period, maybe 4 hours, and then that's it. It's very efficient, quick. Again, you don't have a bunch of strangers coming in. The only time people really come into the house is if they need to move out maybe a big piece of furniture, something like that.
Okay. So this is part of the pitch, or maybe part of the benefit to the homeowner. It's like, look, you don't want to have a bunch of strangers walking through your stuff. We're going to put it all online. And this is like a week-long eBay auction. What's going on?
It's similar to eBay, yes. So I just set an auction go live today. So it goes live runs for a week, typically ends. So the auction that went live today is going to end next Tuesday, I believe, and it starts to end at 7 p.m. Eastern time, and it's a rolling close. So that means lot number one starts to close, and every 20 seconds, it closes each item. So if you're bidding on a couple of different items, you have different time.
This is not eBay. This is like an estate sale specific one?
Yes. It's called Auction Ninja is the third party platform that we used. There's a couple of them out there. Auction Ninja is just happens to be the one that I use.
Okay. So if I'm coming in and saying, I'm thinking down the road to, okay, I would kind of gently put my name out there to real estate agents or to moving services, maybe somebody who would be helping people kind of in this transition stage of life. You need to clear this stuff out.
Right.
To get my name into the ring as a potential estate sale helper person. But other companies have been doing this for years. It's a service that's been around forever. So what's the opening pitch or what gets you selected over everybody else?
Honestly, a lot of people don't know about this. My thing is, first of all, we're taking the overwhelm off of you and it's hands-free for the customer. You're not having all these strangers coming in the house. So I just talked to a woman today and she was like, I don't want anybody coming in. You know, she was very adamant about that. And, you know, sometimes older people don't want that. I think a lot of people like, not that there's anything, it's kind of hard to say, but people like that we're all women in the job that I do.
Do you find yourself competing with other services like, oh, they're going to offer me a 60% take versus 50 or something like that?
Yes, that's true. I will say that typically we're a little less picky about the things we'll put in. So I think that's what sets us apart because around here anyway, a lot of these competitive companies are more, you know, they're going for the big bucks. So they might look at a house and go, you know, we're not going to do that because they're not finding a lot of high value items. So I will say that is something that sets us apart.
Okay. We'll take everything.
Yeah.
you just want it gone.
Yes, exactly. They just want it gone.
Is that part of the process? Like, look, if it doesn't sell, we'll handle the disposal, the removal.
Almost everything sells because with our process, the bidding starts at only a dollar. So it's very rare that things don't sell. As far as we don't really do like a junk clean out, but we do have referral partners. So we will offer that up to people as well as like cleaning companies, that kind of thing. But for the most part, everything sells. It's great. And people love to bid.
My fear would be like, well, I put it up there and I guess it sold for a dollar and maybe I was hoping to get a little bit more for it. Like, do you have customers coming in and say, well, there's got to be a reserve for, you know, this item, something like that?
That's funny. Yeah, I just had a woman tell me that today. She wants to sell some artwork. And so there are reserves if you want. We generally tell people you can put five things up for reserve. So in this particular the Auction Ninja, people go crazy about bidding. It's like the secret sauce. Like they love to bid. It's like a winning thing. I can't tell you how many winning bidders have come up to me and they're like, yay, I want it. So that's like this particular buying base. They love to win, you know, and we always say all it takes is two people who really want something really bad. Like we had this vintage bugle from the 1800s. I don't know anything about instruments, but we had a bidding war that went on for hours and it sold for almost $5,000 for a bugle. And I heard from the losing bidder and she was like, oh gosh, I wanted to buy this as a birthday present for my husband. And
okay, there's enough of a built-in audience of auction lovers.
Yes.
Here on the Auction Ninja site where stuff is unlikely to go. So the customer could set a reserve on a handful of specific items, but it's more like, look, trust our process. We're going to put it up there for a dollar. Enough people are going to see it where if it's really worth anything, it'll sell. Trust us.
This particular audience, they don't like reserves. We did an auction for a gentleman who lost his wife and he had absolutely beautiful things, gorgeous pieces of furniture. And he was an older gentleman. He's like, I paid X dollars for this. And he put reserves on my five pieces of furniture. And they never sold. And then we had to do a second auction.
Yeah.
And we put them at a dollar. And of course, they didn't sell for a dollar. So we try to tell people not to put reserves, but you can do that. So like, I see that silverware. I'm telling you, everybody's bringing out their grandmother's silverware lately.
Yeah, check this out. $4,200. And there's still 5 hours left on this for this sterling silverware set.
We've sold at least 4 or 5 sterling silverware sets over the last month. And they've all gone for at least $4,000.
Okay, so they tell you the weight on it here. What's the raw metal worth on this?
You know, that's a great question. We do weigh out in grams. I don't know. I'm not a metals girl. You know, I don't know if they're melting it down.
Yeah, yeah. 41 bids here. And in your case, most of the buyers are local. So in contrast to eBay, where you're going to be shipping everything, it's like most of the people, look, we have a dedicated pickup day next weekend. You can come by and grab the thing.
That's partly true, although we've expanded our shipping lately and we ship maybe 10% of the items. The silverware, I can tell you, will likely get shipped. It's mostly local buyers. I would also say maybe like 40% of our buyers are resellers. Like they have little stores or maybe they sell on eBay or things like that.
Yeah, we have a signed, framed Barry Sanders jersey from the Lions. Current bid, $71. 27 bids going back and forth on this one so far. I imagine for the right fan with the right man cave, Lions fan would pay more than $71 for that.
I think you're right. It's fascinating the things you can find on Auction Ninja too. And some things will sell, will go like, who knew that thing was worth so much money? But I always say, you know, the market will set the price. They will find you as long as you title it correctly and whatnot and take great pictures.
Okay, so that may be the step. So you get the house under contract or an agreement to do this. And then the next stage of the process, kind of cataloging everything that's in there. But it's still like really tedious to do that and then take multiple pictures of each and every one. What's your process like for that?
So the process is we look at everything and we try to pick out the nice high value items first, because you go into a house and there's a million things. So, and that comes with getting to know, maybe some people know that, maybe some people don't, but you do want to kind of get to know that. So try to pull out the high value things first. Those are singles. And again, you want to take great pictures. I have a method for that.
What's an example? Like obviously the sterling silverware. What else would qualify as like high value for you?
Some art pieces. Lately, art has been doing very well. Signed art, limited edition art, that's been doing great. And we've been shipping out a lot of artwork. Unique little, you know, MCM, mid-century modern things, you know, things you can never find anymore. It could be anything. It could be like a brass cat figurine or something. I will tell you, people love cats. Again, gold jewelry goes with that. Even costume jewelry. People love costume jewelry. Things that are unique. You know, glass is one thing where like no glass, unless it's marked like Waterford. But in general, you'll get the people that will come up and, what about my china? It's lovely. And it is lovely, but it just doesn't sell that well. And you have to be kind of tactful and have empathy towards people.
Yeah, they've kept this in their home for 50 years. They have some sentimental value.
Yeah, yeah. You have to be like, well, you know, it's just not as sought after as it used to be. That's if you're dealing with the people are still alive. You know, if it's the children dealing with their parents' stuff, they've already come in the house, they've taken what they wanted, and they're just like, oh, we want it all gone.
Right. I'm trying to put myself in the mindset of the buyer. And I guess you said most of the buyers are resellers, so they're trying to pass it on to somebody else. But just there's not a ton of shelf space or desire to have knickknacks filling up the space. So, but maybe certain people would be more into it.
You know what? Little old ladies love buying knickknacks. I mean, that sounds funny, but yeah, they do. They still buy it. And there's still a lot of people that love buying. And obviously things like, you know, power tools, like expensive tools are great because all that stuff is so expensive to buy now. So we'll sell generators or ride on lawnmowers. Things like that are wonderful.
Okay. You said the high value items, those are going to be single listings. Like we saw the silverware set, we saw the Barry Sanders jersey, single item.
Yep.
Alternative, I assume, is lots, like a bundle of things that are similar.
Exactly. So we might even do like a cabinet lot of dishes and mugs and whatnot. But typically, if it's a house that, again, maybe someone's lived there for 50, 60 years, you're going to find some treasures in there and unique things that you just don't see anymore. People really like that kind of stuff. Or nostalgia. I always say nostalgia always sells. You know, someone will come in and go, oh, I had that. My grandmother had that when I was a kid, or, you know, that kind of thing. Older toys sometimes do well. Fisher Price toys sometimes. Older, you know, pre-1980 kind of a thing.
Yeah, still made out of wood and, you know, higher quality. They don't make them like they used to.
Right.
What's your process like for taking the pictures? Are you doing that kind of in place in the house, or you got to take it back to your Lightbox studio setup? Sue's response, plus how to get the most eyeballs on your listings, coming up right after this.
When you're a small business, the right hire can be make or break. Hoping the right people see your job posting really isn't the best growth strategy. When the pressure's on and you need the right hire, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. Indeed sponsored jobs get you the quality candidates when you need them most, like yesterday. How it works is sponsored jobs boosts your job post in the search results so you can reach the people with the exact skills, experience, and qualifications you need to help your business thrive. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, you only pay for results. There's no monthly subscriptions or long-term contracts. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes with less stress, less time, and more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And Side Hustle Show listeners will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. A lot of side hustlers suffer from this debilitating disease called what-if-itis. What if it doesn't work? What if I don't have the skills? What if I pick the wrong path? But one thing 100% of our amazing Side Hustle Show guests have in common is they took their shot. They faced down those what-ifs, and they got their answers through taking action. Our partner Shopify helps you turn those what-ifs into why nots. Shopify is the commerce platform that powers millions of businesses around the world. What if you never built a website before? Well, they've got hundreds of ready-to-use templates that help you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand's style. What if people haven't heard about your brand? That's where everybody starts. Shopify helps you find your customers with email and scroll-stopping social media campaigns too. And what if you get stuck? Shopify's always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. It's time to turn those what-ifs into... with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/sidehustle. Go to shopify.com/sidehustle. That's shopify.com/sidehustle.
Everything's done in the house. So we'll bring lighting, we'll bring foam boards to have like maybe black and white. So if it's glass, we want to put it on a black foam board. If it's a dark item, you want to put it on white. You kind of want to have an idea of how to take a good photo, obviously. And lighting is very important. We'll work through the rooms, you know, everything in the dining room. We'll take everything there. And everything stays where it is for the most part, unless the client for some reason needs it moved, whatnot. And then everything's given an identification number, you know, 1 through 50 is in the kitchen.
Okay. Are you putting stickers on them like a moving company or just kind of in your own internal inventory tracker?
Yes. Our own internal thing. Exactly.
Is it a spreadsheet or what do you use for that?
So Auction Ninja will actually assign numbers to you. So if you're using Auction Ninja, you just print off the numbers you assign, basically.
Okay. As you go through room by room, item by item.
Yes. So we pre-print the numbered labels and we just stick it on there. Yeah, I will say you want to get a tag or sticker that doesn't leave a residue. That's a big no-no. So especially on older vintage things.
Yeah, you just ruined my mid-century thing with your sticker.
Seriously, like one time I had a box of, okay, this is something I myself got into a bidding war. This is another thing people will say all the time. You know what? I never knew I needed this thing. They were called cheese mice. Never heard of them before. They were the cutest thing ever. These little wooden mice that you people would put, you know, you're serving a crudité. And I was like, I had to have these. So I had put the sticker on the box and it was a very old box. And sure enough, a little thing had come off of it. And I was like, oh, I should have known better. But I did not end up winning the cheese mice, by the way. But the woman who came to pick them up, I was like, I was bidding against you. And she was like, I had no idea I needed these so bad. But she didn't really need them, but she wanted them.
And the way you're describing it, is there, I assume, like a bulk upload for these images? Or is it really like, okay, one by one if I'm taking 5 or 10 pictures of each thing?
The way I do it is you have all your photos on your camera. Unfortunately, Auction Ninja doesn't have an app for some reason. But I'll put all the photos on my computer and then I'll just drag and drop. So, you know, item number one, drag them. And it's pretty quick.
Okay.
And then I use Google Lens to identify. I mean, most of the stuff I know what it is anyway, but Google Lens is great. So you can just right click Google Lens and then copy and paste the title.
Okay. This is to identify items without a barcode, without a label. Okay. That's a smart way to do it because you're like, I don't know what this thing is. Yeah. Ask the AI to tell you.
Yeah. It's very time efficient.
Okay. So the pictures go up, the listings go up, and then the fun starts. Then the auction starts. Everything starts at $1. It's a week long thing. And if it's anything like any of the auctions I've paid attention to, all the action happens at the very end, or do people start bidding right away?
Everything happens in the last few hours. It's fascinating to watch.
Which has got to be so stressful for the owners. It's like, dude, we got no action on this.
It's so stressful. So many times, like, nobody's bidding. And then they get a little nervous. And then we're like, just you wait. Just watch. And all the magic happens at the end.
Yeah. In the way you described it, it was the timer kind of resets if there's a bid towards the end. Is that true?
Yes. If you have two people bidding on the same thing, if somebody bids within the last 5 minutes, it resets to another 5 minutes.
Okay, to prevent sniping at the last second.
I don't know why that happens. I think it's Auction Engine maybe wants some more money, but that happened to me one time. I was selling a Bose stereo system, so I'll put my own stuff in the auctions.
Yeah.
And I remember I was going out to dinner with my daughter. It was only up to like $50, and I kept watching it on my phone. And somebody with two people clearly were bidding on it, and 3 hours later, it finally ended, and it got up to like $350. I was so excited.
All right. Yeah, that's a little bit better than the $50 initial sale. So sometimes that week-long auction could get extended, maybe by quite a bit, if people are really going after a particular item or two.
In theory, yep. But for the most part, people tend to like peter out. I don't think it's ever gone over like past midnight kind of a thing.
Okay. They hit their limit at some point. Would it allow you to say, look, my top bid is $100 for this thing, just walk away, or like, you know, bid up until that point?
We tell people that all the time. I tell myself that. Just put your top bid in. So you can do that. It's very similar to eBay, I believe, where you just,
yeah,
you can start at $1, or you can say, okay, like $20, but then it will say, oh, you're the high bidder at $1. So it won't go up to $20. Only unless somebody bids $19 against you, if that makes sense.
Okay. Talk to me about some of the marketing relationships. I think we've got an idea of kind of the mechanics of how this is going to work once we get into a house. But how about on the getting people to sign up with us in the first place? Some of the partnerships that worked or some ways you found effective to kind of get your name out there?
Definitely realtors are a great source because they have these people coming to them, we're getting ready to sell this house. So realtors are a great partnership, as well as people who work in maybe like an assisted living community, and they're dealing with these older folks coming in and they're selling their house to get into the assisted living community. So those are good people to have relationships with.
Okay.
I also have a wonderful relationship with a woman who does house staging. She's staging these multi-million dollar homes, and these people have to get all the stuff out. And so that's also a great person.
Okay. So before the staging comes in, because she's like, I'm only going to take the listing pictures. Like, it's kind of a few steps earlier in the process in that case.
Yes. So she's good to know. We've also been lately dealing with clean out companies. So that's around here, they're everywhere, these clean-out companies. That's more in the consignment model. So that's typically either cleaning out a house, they have all this stuff, and, you know, they don't want to put it in the trash, and they come to realize, hey, some of this stuff is worth money. So they're partnering with us because we have a separate consignment division.
Oh, okay. That's another way to, yeah, we had 1-800-GOT-JUNK on the show. And I remember asking him, like, well, do you resell any of this stuff? Some of our franchisees have tried for a while, but ultimately not really worth it.
Really? Oh, my gosh. They must have so many good things.
Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I always thought that would be interesting. Because in their case, they're getting paid to take the stuff away. So it's like, oh, you can get inventory for better than free, but not their model.
So on that note, that's another great selling point, because I had a friend who had to get out of her house quickly. The house was being sold. She had to find a new place. And she's like, you know what? I'm just going to rent a dumpster. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
let me sell it.
So I had an auction at her house. And not only did she not have to rent a dumpster, but she made money. So, you know, I'm saving her all this money from not renting a dumpster. And I think that's a good selling point.
Yeah. This is an interesting one because, you know, I would think eBay, Facebook Marketplace, but no, there's a whole audience of buyers over here on this Auction Ninja site.
Yes. And Auction Ninja will promote you too. A lot of people who buy things will say, hey, I, you know, never heard about your company, but I've been buying an Auction Ninja, and they find you through Auction Ninja. So that's also kind of nice.
Is there anything you need to do to promote the listings, or is it just literally like, I'm going to put it up there at $1 and trust the system, trust the process?
We do promote on estateauctions.com and estateauctions.net. So those are kind of the two big ones. And we definitely get traffic from there. We've had people reach out to us from there.
And that those point back to the Auction Ninja auction?
Yes.
Okay.
So those are probably the biggest promotions that we use.
Okay. Trying to get additional eyeballs on the thing.
Yes, exactly.
But you're not syndicating to any other sites?
No, just those two.
Have you ever experimented or somebody on your team doing live selling for some of the stuff where you hold it, hey, we're walking through the house, look what we found.
That's a great idea. We haven't done that. Usually we're so like, just get in and get out of the house. But, you know, that's a great idea. We haven't, but I think that would be great.
It seems to be having a moment right now. So that may be the next stage for the business.
You know, it's funny because we did an auction for this woman and we sold her parents' house and she kept telling us that she was a whatnot seller. And I hadn't even heard of it. I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, oh, yeah.
This could be the next thing.
Yes, it could be.
And so the next stage is people come by and pick it up during this window, or you ship the stuff that needs shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything left over? Are you charging shipping to the buyers if they're out of state?
Yes. Charging shipping to the buyers.
Okay.
We don't do free shipping. Maybe some companies do. Even when I've been selling on eBay. Now, I've been selling on eBay for 25 years, believe it or not. A long time. And I used to do free shipping, but I don't know. No one really complains about it. Well, I think people expect it. Yes. And the other thing, too, I think with the things that we have, again, they are really unique. A lot of the stuff is one of a kind. So if we're shipping to someone, they really want that thing. Like we just shipped a Beatles record that had been in a frame and it had been signed by Ringo Starr. And he paid like $1,500 for it. And thing was huge. And he paid quite a lot of money to have it shipped.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. He was okay with it because he really wanted it.
How much stuff in terms of auction value does a typical house have? I'm trying to think of like, what would our stuff be worth if somebody were to come in and just auction it off? I don't know.
You want to have a minimum of a $5,000 sale, which is pretty easy to do because, again, the houses we're going into, they have so much stuff. It's crazy.
Just for the effort required, you want to make sure it's worth your while.
Yes.
Do you ever walk in and say, I don't really want to take this one?
Yeah, every once in a while. Gosh, I mean, there was a house that we had. I think we did a preview in the winter, and then we came back in the spring, and we were like, oh my gosh, I think an animal had died in the house or something.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. So we brought everything out to the porch to take pictures. They actually had a really gorgeous Model T Ford. The person who lived there
Wow. Was
like a Model T person, and it was beautiful. And that alone, that auction also probably did like $15,000.
Okay.
Because sometimes you just get a deal with it.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to find in there.
You never know. That's the thing. It's like, what treasures are in there? But we wouldn't do a house that was dangerous or had mold or, you know, that kind of thing. We'll draw the line.
You ever get anybody asking you to, could you run my garage sale for me? Or you just like even a neighborhood consignment event or anything like that? I'm thinking like, well, once we have this skill set and this resource to find buyers, like now we just need more inventory. Like where else can we source it?
You know, that's a great idea. I know no one's ever approached me like that. I do have my own clients that they want me to sell things, not in a, I'm kind of anti-yard sale only because I feel like it's people are going to nickel and dime me to death. But that's another thing about the Auction Ninja is I put my own things in there. I have a client that's a house stager. I put everything. I don't even almost do eBay anymore because Auction Ninja, you just put it in. You don't have to deal with it. I'm pretty much guaranteed to sell. People come and pick it up. It's so easy as a seller to do it that way. And again, I love eBay. I've been doing it for years, but it's just not having inventory sit. That's another beautiful thing. There's a time thing. You're going to buy it or else you're going to miss out.
Right. You want to turn it over quick. More with Sue in just a moment, including other Auction Ninja best practices, a look into the consignment side of her business, and some of the biggest surprises when it comes to estate sale auctions, coming up right after this.
In sports, there's this saying that speed is a weapon, and the same is true in business. If you're missing calls or being slow to follow up with customers, you're leaving money on the table, sometimes without even realizing it, because your potential customer they've already moved on. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O. This is the business communications system built so you never miss a call. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews, and it's built for how modern teams work. More than 90,000 businesses, from side hustlers and solo operators to growing teams, already rely on Quo to stay connected, stay professional, and consistently reachable. And here's what's really cool. Calls, texts, voicemails, transcripts, and contact deals all show up in one clean view in an app on your phone or your computer, so that way you and your team are always on the same page. Plus, there's built-in AI that can even answer calls and qualify leads for you when you can't pick up the phone. Money is on the line. Always say hello with Quo. Try Quo for free. Plus, get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/sidehustle. That's Quo, quo.com/sidehustle. Right now, we're all trying to do more with less. And I want to let you in on a tool that lean, mean, high-performing teams are using right now to be more efficient and buy back some of their time. Our sponsor, Gusto, is the online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, it's remote-friendly, and it's incredibly easy to use. So that means you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. I'm talking about automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And if you ever have any questions, you've got direct access to Gusto's certified HR experts so you can get back to running your business. But you don't have to just take my word for it. Gusto is ranked number one on G2's highest satisfaction products list for 2026, and it's already trusted by over 400,000 small businesses. I want to invite you to try Gusto today at gusto.com/sidehustle and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/sidehustle. One more time, it's gusto, gusto.com/sidehustle.
So it sounds like doing a little bit of promotion on these external sites to drive some additional eyeballs over to Auction Ninja. And then anything else you're doing to make your listings stand out and sparkle in the eyes of prospective buyers?
I think one of the best things is you really want to be able to take a good photo and maybe sometimes unique photos. So sometimes I'll have something and I'll hold it like this and click, take a picture like that. Your first photo, you want the click, right? So you have to be able to pose something good. You have to take pictures of all the sides. Definitely grab those maker marks on the bottom of something. You want to take measurements. If something has a chip or a crack, you want to zoom into that because, you know, all that stuff will prevent refunds. And people tell us all the time how our photos are amazing. So I will say that's very important. And if you get yourself a good, we all have iPhones, get yourself a good iPhone.
Okay. Showing the flaws, if there are any, you know, make sure you're presenting it accurately and honestly so people don't show up and be like, wait a minute, this thing has got a crack in it as long as your arm. Anything else on the listing side or Auction Ninja best practices?
So they have a thing on Auction Ninja. When you put your auction on, you want to have your first 20 things be in the order where it's your nicest things. So you can reorder. So it's something you're just going in there, taking pictures, click, 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 and putting it on. But before you make your auction go live, you want to reorder your first 20 items because that's going to show up. And you want people to continue to click through. So you definitely want to do that as well. And then they have a thing called Pick 5, which is your 5 favorite things. So, for example, the one we're doing tonight, number one, of course, surprise, is the sterling silverware set. That's number one. So that's the thing that's going to show up. That's very important.
Okay. Yeah, I found this one near me. So they kind of have this like cover image that is a amalgamation of a bunch of the stuff that they have. And then to your point, they have maybe prioritized some of the more unique or high dollar items towards the top. This mahogany writing desk. This thing looks like an antique and a half.
Wow.
A hand carved ceramic smoking pipe signed SLO. I'm not sure what that means. And some unique pieces of art and a pre-Columbian effigy fish form, earthen vessel.
Wait, that's unique.
That definitely checks the unique box. $25, 6 hours left if you want to get in on that one.
Oh, I'm going to bid on that.
Okay, so prioritizing some of the high value, and just that gives it kind of a higher perceived value in the eyes of the shopper.
Yes, I think so. And then people will be like, well, what else do they have? You know, and they'll continue to click through.
You find people buying like multiple things from the same sale?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely have the usual suspects that come and they'll buy. Of course, we have the resellers, so they'll buy a lot. But then we have some people that just love to shop. Like we have this lovely older gentleman, Bob. We love Bob. He buys maybe 20 to 30 items every auction.
Wow.
He's got a lot of stuff.
Does he have a store or does he resell it? What does he do with it? He's a collector.
Yeah, he's a collector. Well, to put it nicely, yeah. He lives on like 100 acres and he's got a lot of room and he's got a lot of things.
All right. Well, in a few years, you may be doing the same thing for him.
I think you're right. I think you are absolutely right.
So your fee comes from this profit split after the auction with the homeowner. Are there any other revenue streams in this business? Or is that's kind of how it works? We'll take a performance-based commission on what sells.
We have our going into the person's house, that part of the business. But then we also have a consignment part of the business because there's a lot of people out there that don't have a whole house full of stuff. Maybe they have 10 things. Maybe they have 50 or whatnot. You could just do that. You could just not even go to people's homes. If you had a garage, you could just continue to do auction and just sales out of your garage on a consignment basis.
How does that side work for you? People kind of know you have a reputation for being able to move some product. And so they say, hey, Sue, can you help me sell this stuff?
Pretty much. I would get people on the moms group on Facebook. I would chat and people got to know me. And that's probably how I started to get my first clients, for lack of a better word. But yeah, I would just put myself in word of mouth. That type of thing travels very fast. Maybe it's a mom thing. I don't know. Or the woman in town like to chat.
Yeah. If you need help getting rid of something, Sue can help. I think that's such an easy way to start. And maybe it's like kind of around spring cleaning, or we have kind of a neighborhood garage sale that happens every year where you could easily go around because it's like everybody's out selling this same weekend. Like, look, if you have something that doesn't move, still want to get rid of it, I can help you with that.
Right. Yeah. And people love that. They just, especially like you said, in spring cleaning, this is a great time of year to do that because everybody's going, oh, I got this. I got to get rid of it. It's just a nice thing. Or, you know, maybe you have a friend who's parents are downsizing or moving or kind of a thing. So yeah, just put yourself out there. People really will take you up on it. It's very popular.
Right. Dealing with the listings and the tire kickers and the messages on Facebook Marketplace or something like that, it's like, I don't want to deal with this.
Oh, gosh. Even me, I'm like, do you really want to be looking at that? Is this available message? Like, nobody wants to do that, you know? It's just very time consuming.
If I'm an individual seller, can I start my own, you know, auction? Or does it have to be like a real like lot of products? Like if I just have, you know, a couple things out of the garage I want to get rid of, could I start something on this Auction Ninja? Or does it need to be like, I got to have a whole house full of stuff to get any attention?
You want to have at least 100 items because I think you're just not going to get the eyeballs if somebody only sees you have 5 things, depending on what it is. But the more items you have, the better it will do.
That's good to know. What's a typical week of a cadence here? I guess you don't need to be sitting there for 10 hours on a Saturday because it's all online. But where's the time going? Into the photography, into the marketing, into the whatever else?
I would say the photography by far takes up the most time. That's where your time is spent, on the photography. And then you're putting it online and cataloging it. That's maybe a quarter of the time you spent doing photography, roughly. And then the rest of it is easy peasy. It's, you know, maybe responding to questions. The marketing, again, is just using those two sites, or, you know, you put something on your Facebook page. But yeah, in the house or photography is your huge chunk of time. But then once that's done, the rest is much easier.
What's surprised you the most along the way?
Honestly, some of the things that people spend money on. I'm trying to think. Oh, we did sell this antique book one time. This old antique book. It was like a children's book. I wish I could remember the title, but it sold for like $5,000.
Whoa.
I couldn't believe it. We always say like look at every single thing. We'll do some research on site sometimes if you don't know. It's another tip. Like if you don't know, especially with antique books, I'll tell you, first edition, you know, look it up while you're there at the house, because otherwise like an antique book might be put into a lot of books.
Oh, I see what you mean. So make sure that has its own individual listing.
Yes.
Did the customers ever come back and they look at the total and they say, okay, you sold 12 grand worth of stuff. Are they disappointed? Are they happy at that stage? Just that it's over?
Honestly, I think they're all thrilled. I've never once heard a client be sad about it.
Okay. It's all a bonus for them, for the most part.
Exactly. Yeah. Because again, you know, if you're dealing with the children, like they've already taken whatever is special to them. And they're just at the point that's kind of your, you know, client avatar, if you will. Like you're dealing with these people who don't want to deal with the overwhelm, and you're assisting them. You're providing this great service and you're getting everything out of the house and they're floored. I need to set up like a camera doing like the before and after, because just the other day, that house that sold 17,000, it was crammed full of stuff. It was so crowded, you could barely walk. And then by the end of the auction, it was completely empty. It was great.
Yeah, collecting those testimonials from the customers, I'm sure helps sell the next person.
Yes.
Well, what's next for you? Where do you want to take this thing?
I want to actually teach this to other people. I think it's a great side hustle or even a full-time thing. So I'm looking at maybe writing a book and or I'm going to start up a YouTube channel to teach other people how to do this.
Well, very cool. Auctionmastery.com is where to go to stay connected with the upcoming YouTube channel, the upcoming book from Sue on that. We'll link that up in the show notes as well. Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
My number one tip really is all about the photos. Learn to take good photos. I can tell you also, if you have something, we always have this thing that says, how big is the space? If you have something that you might not necessarily know how big it is, like a vase, it could be a little vase. It could be a 3-foot-tall vase. Put it next to somebody or have somebody hold it or something like that. So it's all about the photos.
Oh, give a sense of scale in some of the pictures. Okay.
Yes, thank you. Sense of scale. Yeah.
Got it. Well, this has been a lot of fun. This is a new to me site. Oh, I mean, a service has been around forever, but kind of a unique angle on it that hopefully some listeners can go out and run with. Again, auctionmastery.com. You can find Sue over there. The initial thought, like low risk way to start, you know, maybe just putting it out in the neighborhood Facebook group. Like, look, if you got something to sell or this neighborhood garage sale that's coming up, like be the consignment guy, you know, try and start it off low risk way to get some inventory, get some sales experience under your belt and give it a try. If you're wondering what to listen to next, I want to invite you to take our little quiz at hustle.show. It'll take you just a couple minutes. You can do it right from your phone. How it works is you answer a few short multiple choice questions, and then it'll build you a custom curated playlist of some of our greatest hits episodes that you can add to your device. You can learn what works and you can go make some more money. Again, hustle.show for that. Big thanks to Sue for sharing her insight. Thanks to our sponsors for helping make this content free for everyone. For all the latest offers from our sponsors in one place, sidehustlenation.com/deals is where to go to find those. Claim your discounts. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. Fire off that text message to that professional garage saler in your life, someone who needs to hear this. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.